This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of San Juanita Suarez. Date of birth, August 21st, 1971. Date of exam, August 9, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Elvin Garcia, dated 1/6/2021. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lupus, hypothyroidism, hypertension, depression, hypercholesterolemia, and arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a provider for 8 years. She also worked as a substitute teacher for another 6 years. The claimant states that she works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is working at this time. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, systemic lupus erythematosus. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, hypertension. Number four, depression. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. And number six, arthritis. History of allegations. Number one, systemic lupus erythematosus and arthritis. The claimant states that on January 6, 2019, she was diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus and arthritis. She states a year prior that to that time, she started having symptoms of aches and pains and sclerosis. She states the area of her body that is affected the most are her wrist, hands, and ankles. Her physician is Dr. Elvin Garcia, and with laboratory tests and x-rays, he diagnosed systemic lupus erythematosus. And x-rays were performed that confirmed the diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive injections of prednisone. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She was diagnosed with myalgias and arthralgias. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb six steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She cannot open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She did have a positive antibody titer for lupus. She has no assisted devices that she uses at this time, and she is presently taking meloxicam 15 milligrams QD for pain, which does give her relief. She also takes acetaminophen / codeine, 300 milligrams - 30 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets every 4 hours. PRN is needed for pain, and hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams BID for her condition. At the present time, she still has aches and pains, but her condition is better. Her family doctor is Dr. Ofelia Rodriguez. And as noted earlier, she was diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus, sclerosis, and arthritis. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of hair loss, tiredness, weakness, edema, and sleepiness with decreased energy. Labs were performed which revealed that the claimant had a mild hypothyroidism. and no tumors were diagnosed. She denies any surgeries, but is taking levothyroxine, 75 milligrams, micrograms, QD, and states that recently her level was higher and they had to start her on a higher dose, which she is presently taking at this time. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having severe frontal headaches with blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, coma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 136 over 79 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently taking irbesartan, 300 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number four, depression. The claimant states that in 2018, when she developed all these illnesses and realized that she would not be able to work as she had been working before, she states that she went into major depression. She states that she had decreased motivation, comma, sadness, comma, anxiety, comma, crying spells, comma, insomnia, comma, but normal appetite. She also states that her energy level was low. The claimant did attempt to commit suicide at one time by shooting herself, but she denies any other suicidal ideation. She's presently taking escitalopram oxalate, 20 milligrams QD, which she states does help her. At the present time, her condition is stable but guarded, secondary to her trying to commit suicide with a gun at one time. Allegation number five, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, on a routine blood exam, her cholesterol level was very high. She denies any in-organ damage, such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. She was started on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Her condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father has diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. The mother has hypertension and also systemic lupus erythematosus. The claimant also has seven other sisters with systemic lupus erythematosus. Medications, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms POQD, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, escitalopram oxalate, 20 milligrams POQD, and loctopine, 5 milligrams POQD. Acetaminophen-codeine, 300 milligrams, 30 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets, Q4 hours, PRN, as needed for pain. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams, POQD. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, BID. And folic acid, 1 milligram, POQD. The claimant is also on irbesartan, 300 milligrams, QD. Prednisone, 500 milligrams QD, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, arthritis, comma, systemic lupus erythematosus with scleroderma, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, depression, comma, hypothyroidism, obesity, major surgeries, cholecystectomy, and bilateral tubal ligation, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 198 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and a fourth inch, BP 136 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 37. General, this is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with signs of mild depression. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was obese, and physical examination was somewhat difficult. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant appears to have scleroderma around her hands, and she also has a butterfly pattern, which is characteristic of systemic lupus erythematosus. Could you please? Neurological, the claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact and normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Fluid reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness of her hands and some of her joints. Mild joint swelling was noted around the hands, but no erythema, effusion, or severe deformity was noted. The claimant did appear to have mild scleroderma of her fingers. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees bilaterally, which is low. However, straight leg raise was not positive. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. at plus 4 over 5. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full fist, pinch, and to oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly abnormal at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of her hands. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her facial fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected somewhat with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to confirm systemic lupus erythematosus, scleroderma, arthritis, and some depression. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, systemic lupus erythematosus, confirmed with laboratory tests and medical records as well as physical exam. Number 2, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number 3, hypertension. Blood pressure at this visit was 136 over 79 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition is stable. Number 4, depression, being treated at this time, with escitalopram. Her condition is stable but guarded, secondary to a suicidal attempt. Number 5, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time with medications, appears to be stable. Number 6, arthritis, dash secondary to systemic lupus erythematosus, being treated at this time and fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of San Juanita Suarez.